This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the most dangerous thing you can do while driving, and every one of us do it every single day.
Oh.
Like probably most of the time we're driving.
Most of the time?
You're hanging out in the break room, Ron. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Mm. So it is Distracted Drivers Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Make sure you get your parties planned. Mm. And because of that, some folks got together, experts on driving and safety and all that stuff, and they listed the biggest distractions most likely to cause a crash in your car.
Mm.
So if I were to ask you guys what you think the number one distraction to cause an accident in your car would be, you would say...
The phone.
Okay, phone, right?
That's the one they push all the time.
Yeah,
I would say the phone for multiple reasons.
Whether
you're calling somebody, texting somebody, messing with your, you know, apps or music, whatever.
It can wait.
Yep. Well, you're wrong. It's not the phone.
What's it?
The number one most dangerous thing we do while driving is daydreaming.
Oh, but how do you, can't stop that.
Well, you can. Just focus,
you can.
Idiot. Stop being such an ADD weirdo and focus on driving.
But even things you see along the way will make you daydream, right?
Yeah.
Or like start to, your mind starts to wander.
It's almost hypnotic when you drive.
Something you forgot.
I can't control my brain, man. What am I supposed to do? It's my brain.
It's daydreaming for a reason. It means your mind is taken over.
To your point, though, there have been times where I'm so deep in thought that I like, let's say I meant to stop at the grocery store, but now I'm all like in my driveway. Like, wait, I didn't mean to get here. Like, this was not my destination for today.
Yeah, you, like, you just...
But you were making the turns. You were aware of what was around you because you crashed.
But I was on autopilot. It's amazing how, like, that just completely takes over.
And maybe you didn't crash because you just got lucky that day. Because she's right. Like, there were times where it's like, wait a minute. Why am I here now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you remember when we drove long distances?
Yeah.
There were stretches where you were just mindlessly, your mind was just... But you were aware of, like...
Were you?
Sounds and light and everything were around you because you didn't you didn't veer off. Like if you fell asleep, right?
Yeah.
You just veer off the road.
No, I understand.
Because I fell asleep twice on the road, like legitimate.
Like and while you were driving.
Oh, yeah. And it scared the hell out of me. But I never like snapped out of a daydream and go, oh, my God.
I love how you're arguing that actually sleeping is more dangerous than daydreaming. Yeah. And nobody's going to argue with you on
and
that.
And if we're all doing it, it probably isn't all that dangerous.
What do you tell? There's accidents every day.
No, but you would see, like, if we were all doing it, it was dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if everybody was drunk on the road, you would see massive pileups.
Again.
But you don't.
I don't. Your logic's a little bit flawed there.
Not really.
Because, like,
you got to do a deep dive.
If there were no car accidents... Mm-hmm. I would listen to that argument. If we had a detailed list of every little fender bender to big accident that happened every single day, we could check the data. But we don't have that. You're just going on that based on, I haven't been in an accident in a long time, so it's probably fine.
And I daydream.
Have you ever daydreamed to the point where if you're going somewhere, you're like, wait, did I pass that exit already?
Oh, sure.
Like, I don't even know for a little while where exactly I am and... If I have to turn around.
It's like when you get in a car and you end up, like, you're going someplace, you start going to work in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, your mind's in a work zone, so you just, like, you know you're going over here and you just start going to work and you got to turn around.
But I could see how that would be dangerous because all of a sudden you may have to make, like, a split second turnaround or, oh, shoot, you know, I have to turn here. I have to get back on the other way.
I have done on a couple of occasions where I'll just be daydreaming, zoned out while I'm driving. Yeah. I will drive through an intersection. I will not be totally sure if that light was green, and I will look in the rear view to see if the car behind me is going to continue to go. And they've never stopped. So far, I have not had one where I blew a red light, but I will panic like, okay, we're good. All right, we're fine.
But isn't daydreaming part of like what makes your mind like check out for a few minutes so you can relax?
Man. Well, you're arguing we should daydream while driving to relax.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you shouldn't be so relaxed while you're driving your car?
Well, you don't want to be tense either.
Yeah, no, you should be really laid back with that 2-ton hunk of metal that's going at 70 miles an hour. Chill out, man. You know, I hear they let F1 fighter pilots sleep while working, though.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, they got autopilot.
It's totally fine. It's probably safer for them.
I mean, if they're not shooting the bullets right now, they could probably just put it on auto and kick back.
Shooting the bullets. With it being Distracted Drivers Awareness Month, it turns out that daydreaming, not your cell phone, is the most dangerous distraction in your car. Cell phones did come in second. Tommy, for some reason, is arguing that daydreaming is not dangerous in your car, despite the fact that he's the one with the longest rap sheet of accidents in his car.
Well, I've also been driving the longest, so that's not fair.
Most recent accident, Kimmy.
Me?
Yeah. Exactly. Most recent accident, me.
I almost hit a pickup yesterday.
Wait, I was going to say you back it into the retaining wall.
Oh, man, I almost nailed this guy. I almost T-boned a guy coming out of the garage.
I was just coming
out of the garage. I was looking one way, and I didn't look the other way. And like this gorgeous, brand new, decked out country Cadillac is like right in front of me, and I locked it up. He went by, but if I didn't catch the last minute. I was hitting his side door.
You could have lied.
Yeah. Like, I just
said, no, I haven't had anything in a while.
I wasn't daydreaming. Yeah. I was looking the wrong way.
I don't know if that makes it better. I just was doing the wrong
thing. Like, here's the thing. Nobody ever comes from another way when I pull out.
Except that time.
It's so rare, man. And what's he doing over here anyway? There's nothing to do over here in your pickup truck.
What are you doing over here?
I'm working over here.
Nothing to do over here.
Professional broadcaster over here.
Professional broadcaster who's daydreaming and almost T-boned and pick up check. All right, so quit daydreaming out there.
I'm going to knock it up. I love daydreaming, though.
I know, because it's the only place where you're successful.
Isn't that all of us, though?
Wouldn't you want to live there?
Yeah, no, I would. I just, you know, drive your car. Mm. Drive your car.
All right.
Be safe.
Pay attention.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.